It's news time with award-winning newsman extraordinaire, Kevin James.
Couple wins $5 million lottery jackpot while simply trying to make change.
Am I the only one who realizes that this story isn't news?
It's not news. It's Kevin's news.
And it's brought to you by Nom Nom, life in the snack lane.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James. Kevin.
Hello, Kevin.
Well, congrats, Jay. You're going to get me sidetracked.
Uh-oh.
But this is another one of those opportunities where I need to learn something about the man who is the producer of this show.
Mm-hmm.
His name is Steve.
Hi, Steve.
We call him Producer Steve.
Hi.
His father, Peter, calls him Steven.
Right.
But we call him Steve. Steven, would you please help me answer this question? Jay just said the word BlackBerry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
BlackBerry is the code word or whatever we call it.
It's a keyword.
Keyword.
God, how long? Honest to God. Are you even trying?
Yes.
Well, figure out a way to try harder.
I ain't in charge of that part.
I understand, but all you have to do is have ears.
I know. It's a keyword. But it also code word sounds pretty cool.
Did you bring in those walkie-talkies?
The Coyote Country code word. I did not, Steve. Dang it. I left them at home. We had a good day on the walkie-talkies yesterday. My granddaughter and I, we had a ball on
them. Nice.
And we tried out the little earpieces.
Nice.
And so she had the earpiece on, and I had the earpiece on, and we were, it was fun.
Risky to put an earpiece in your ear when you have a child using a walkie-talkie, Kevin.
Well, Jay, I knew if there would, one thing was for sure, it was not going to be too loud for my ears.
That's true. You are struggling with your hearing.
Yes.
You're hearing impaired, I think, at this point.
That's why I didn't know it was called a keyword. Steve.
Kevin, hi.
BlackBerry, that was a phone that I used to have.
Mm.
Oh,
what was the first phone that you, Producer Steve, ever had?
You know, I don't remember what name it was or brand. It was definitely a flip phone.
It was?
Wow.
Okay.
Yeah.
When did you get a phone? Like, what age?
I think I was 8th grade.
Oh, wow, you got it early. See, I kind of thought your dad was going to be the... You don't need a phone, Steven.
Yeah, I mean, he was for a while, but it was only because my brother was in high school.
That helps.
And
you got the hand-me-down.
Well, no, he got a phone at that time, and then it was like, well, we should get a phone for Steven, too. Steve.
And that would have been...
Steve. You think 8th grade is early, Kevin?
What, for Steve?
Oh, for Steve.
I was surprised by that. I don't think 8th grade is early at all.
No, I mean, it was late for my friends. I didn't get a smartphone until I was...
You didn't need it.
Graduated from college, at least.
Oh, wow. So what was the first smartphone? And that's not that long ago. You could have had an iPhone right away.
Right, yeah, I did.
You had a smartphone for like 10 years, is what you're saying.
Huh?
You had a smartphone for like 10 years.
A little bit more. Yeah, about.
Which is crazy. That could have been like the iPhone 5.
Right. Yeah, I think it was somewhere around there.
Yeah.
I forget what generation it was,
Okay. So you never did the BlackBerry?
No, I never had that.
Oh, man. BlackBerry Pearl. That was the one that, that little thing, and had that little pearl that you just rolled.
I'm really sorry I used it as the code word now.
Wait, did you guys have, what was a Palm Pilot?
Palm Pilot was like the first tablet.
It wasn't a phone.
Right.
Yeah, it was not a phone. It was.
Did you guys have those?
We did, actually.
Or beepers?
You'll love this story, Steve. Back in the day, we used to think that it was a really good idea to, like, you know, take care of our producer and buy him stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And we bought our producer a Palm Pilot.
Yep.
Really?
Yeah, we don't do that anymore.
That ruined it.
Well, you don't need to get me a Palm Pilot.
Done.
Our producer, our old producer, Producer Bob, that is the man that we bought the Palm Pilot for.
Uh-huh.
He sent me a picture of it like a year or two ago where he goes, look what I still have.
Crazy.
And I was like, dude, that is awesome.
Yeah. You think they still make those?
No chance.
I hope not.
Palm Pilot's long
gone. Do Palm Pilots still exist?
I mean, I bet you can get one on eBay.
Yeah. Would you use one if you had one, though?
No.
No?
Well, I'm trying to remember what it did.
Right.
It
was a computer, kind of, you know.
At the time, it was so cool. It did so much, but Yeah, now it's you just laugh at it.
That's because already in your phone.
Well, yeah, my phone does all of that and more.
And stuff. Yeah. Other stuff, yeah.
So it wouldn't be worth it. Okay.
No, no, no.
Well, yeah, you don't need to get me one then.
I can get a Palm Pilot right here for $79.
That's too much. We can't afford that, Kevin.
Is it mint condition or what?
Gently used. It's got the charger. It's got everything.
Gently used from 1998.
I remember seeing those things and thinking they were really cool.
I mean, honestly.
Yeah, let's see what all it has
pretty
on the
brave
main
to say
here.
Gently used at that point.
Quick tour, calculator, calendar.
Yeah, wasn't
phone,
it? It was meant
contacts,
to be more of like a calendar and
an organizer.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Memos. It really was the thing. Like everybody had to have one if you wanted to be organized in business.
Yeah. We don't have to carry a tablet around. You have a tablet in your hand. That. It's in your palm, if you will.
Okay. I am very sorry I got sidetracked there.
Same.
Let me. Jay, now we know what kind of phone Steve had, and that was important. We need to learn about our producer because
he didn't know what kind of phone he had. That's the bad
part here. But we did find out he never had a smartphone until he was graduated from college.
Good point.
And that he did get a phone when he was eighth grade. It's good to know. Okay. My childhood.
Sorry,
I listened to advice from one man.
Okay.
Hulk Hogan.
Oh,
you little Hulkamaniacs, take your vitamins.
Take your
do
vitamins.
Your things.
That's right.
You know, America. He Hulk Hogan. He said some good stuff that really stuck with kids. Hulk Hogan is back, baby.
Doing the advice stuff.
Oh, he's got something for you. Are you ready for Hulk Hogan, real American beer?
Hulk Hogan, real American beer.
I am a real American. Fight for the right of men again.
Was that his song?
Oh, yeah.
I don't remember that.
That was his intro song.
Oh, man, let's go.
Hulk Hogan has launched a new premium beer brand, Real American Beer. He'll distribute his easy-drinking light lager across 17 states this summer with several retail partners, including Albertsons, Safeway, Sam's Club, Walmart, Total Wine & More. I mean, this...
It's the real deal.
You know it's good.
Do you?
They named four states that it will be
very nice.
Distributed in. The other 13 are still a mystery.
Oh, wow.
Florida, Missouri, Minnesota, Colorado. We got to get it, right? If we don't have it, Idaho will have it. One of the states out west have to have it.
I would hope so. I'm curious.
I am a real American. It's got a well-balanced taste.
Just that breaking out into song there?
Right.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, that
is
was
that a
Hulk.
Real
Do
song?
Do you not know? Like, yes.
Well, I mean, not just used by the Hulk, but
Hulk
it really
Hogan,
is a song.
Real American, yeah.
Is it this one?
I am a real American. Fight for the right American.
Is this how he came into the ring?
Yeah, but that's not the... Maybe?
You gotta take a stand.
This doesn't sound like the same version.
Fight for what's right. Fight for your life.
I don't know. People were screaming so loud, I don't know if this was it or not. Because when Hulk came into the ring, it was a different deal, man. So there it is. If you want it, Real American Beer. Look for it soon at a store near you.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Mom, can Jimmy come over for dinner?
Sure, he can come over.
Ask your mom what we're having.
Mom, what are we having?
Kevin James.
We're having meat batter.
Meat batter.
I'm going home.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Steve, what's your favorite berry?
No, but honestly, that is a real question.
Like,
when I ask you, Jay, you had to think about it for a minute, didn't you? Because you like berries.
Ooh. What's your favorite?
Probably Manilow.
Kevin, you want to give a serious answer or...
Steve, you want to play the berry? You want to play the name game? Go ahead. Has he ever played the name? Have we done the name game with Steve?
I don't think have you played the name game with us?
I don't believe so. I don't even know what it is.
Oh, the name game is you just, now we have the name Berry, and what we have to do is we have to go around and each of us name a famous berry until somebody is out.
Oh,
You're up. Go.
The only person I can think of is Barry Bonds.
Kevin?
Barry Sanders.
Barry Gibb. That was a good one. That was a good one. Oh, I already have. Oh, I better start writing these down.
Steve, man.
Dave Barry.
Oh, you went out of turn, but that's okay. Steve?
Oh, I'm sorry. It was Steve's turn. My bad.
No, I think I'm out.
You're out already?
No, you're not.
I don't know any Barrys.
Keep trying.
Barry Williams.
That's right. That's right.
Is that right? Okay.
You do know a Barry.
Okay.
Barry White.
Oh, Barry White was a Barry
good
White.
One. That was a good one, yeah.
I feel like there's a lot in sports, and I can't think of another one, and I should be able to, and I can't.
You should.
Yeah,
but it's Steve's turn.
Barry Sanders already, right?
Yeah.
Barry.
Can be last name, too.
Oh.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, Kevin? Steve is out.
I'm not good at this.
John Barry?
John Barry's great.
Great singer.
That's a great one.
Your love amazes me.
Gene Barry.
Who's Gene Barry?
He's the host of, I just watched it. It's the one, he had the long microphone too, just like.
Alec Baldwin in that game?
Yes, I think that he was the original, yeah.
The match game?
Yeah, that's
yeah, match
right.
Game,
yeah. Oh,
match
yeah, game, okay, yeah. I know that guy.
Remember him? Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
His name is Gene Barry.
Gene Barry, yeah.
Is that the same guy? Did he host Family Feud, too?
I don't think so.
That was a different guy?
Different guy, yeah.
Okay.
I am going to have to go with Dingleberry for the win.
No, we're not doing that.
It's the famous. Final story of the day.
Jay wins.
But what's your favorite berry?
By the way, Rick Barry was going to be my next one.
Rick Barry, yeah, we should have thought of that.
The underarm free throw guy.
Yeah, he has a son who played basketball as well.
Oh,
yeah, he did the same thing.
Brent
Barry.
Brent Barry.
Yeah,
Brent. Barry? Who's Brent Barry?
That's his kid, right?
That's his son.
Oh.
Yeah.
You're double dipping.
Yeah, right.
Steve, my favorite Barry.
Yeah.
When that question was asked, the first two that popped in my head were blueberry and raspberry.
Okay.
Boy, oh boy. Raspberries are special to me because they bring back memories.
Okay.
They bring back memories of the raspberry bush that we had in Harrington.
Oh, yeah, I love that.
And I don't know why. I don't have any memory of my dad with the raspberry bush, but for some reason, like, it's ingrained in me that, like, we must have picked raspberries or something when I was a kid.
Makes sense.
With him.
Yeah.
Because it reminds me of him and being a kid and then just having those fresh raspberries. So I'm going to go with overall raspberry.
It's a pretty strong memory. Hard to argue with that.
Yeah. A lot going on.
Oh, okay. I mean, that's all good reasoning.
Absolutely.
And they're delicious.
Another good reason. Although I don't think that, but. I
mean, Steve, what is your favorite berry?
Yeah. I don't like raspberries. I don't like blueberries. So I'll say strawberry.
Okay.
Strawberry's fine.
I mean, there's nothing wrong with a strawberry.
No, not at all. Strawberries are great. Strawberry would be like either one or two for me. No memories, Kevin, for it. So. Oh, memories.
Memories.
In the lamplight, the withered leaves collect at my feet.
So what is your number one, Jay?
I do like raspberries, maybe number one, because it's just like, they're so good, but I can't get enough of a loan to buy them, so.
I know, they're so expensive.
Wait, you can't have two. You already said Barry Manilow.
You know what, Steve? That's sticking it to him. That's sticking it to the man.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
I could not hate these any more than I do. They are tight in the wrong places, loose in the wrong places. They're just uncomfortable.
Kevin James.
It's making me feel grumpy.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Hey, beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Step right up. It's time to beat the show. What? Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Who? Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Where? Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Step right up. It's time to beat the show.
It is time to beat the show, and it's brought to you by Dutch Bros. That's what we're playing for. $15 of Dutch Bros. Are you all right, Kev?
Boom, boom.
What?
Boom, boom.
I think he's okay.
I don't think he is. Hi, Annette.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Well, I think I'm fine. I don't know. Annette, do you work with somebody for a very long time? Are you at work right now?
Yes, I have, yes.
What's the longest that you've worked with one person, do you think?
Well, this month it's going to be 30 years here. Is that what you mean?
Yeah, that's exactly what I meant. Congratulations. Uh-huh. That's awesome. Yeah.
Oh, very cool.
I mean, I hope it's awesome. I kind of just, that was maybe assumptive of me there, you know. Oh, congrats. That's awesome. She's like, no, I hate this person. That would be terrible.
No, it's a good place.
Oh, yeah. Well, there you go. So 30 years you've worked in the same place.
Wow.
That's amazing. That's really cool. I hope they're treating you well. I'm sure they are. You wouldn't work there for 30 years.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, let's see if we can add to the awesomeness today and get you some Dutch Bros. You're going to have to beat one of us in a category of softball. Who would you like to challenge, me or Kevin?
Softball?
Yeah, I don't know.
I guess I'll do Jay.
Okay, well, I don't know that it matters at this point.
Yeah.
But okay. Let's see how we do. Good luck, and I'll see you in a little over a minute.
It probably does. I don't know. Probably does. Good. All right, here we go, Annette. What southern capital was this year's College Softball World Series played in?
Oh, southern capital? Sacramento.
Softball games are shorter than baseball games. How many innings does a standard softball game last?
7.
The earliest known softball game was played on this fall holiday, probably most known for now for eating and football. What was that holiday, or is that holiday?
Eating and 4th of July.
Former softball player Jessica Mendoza works for ESPN. What does ESPN stand for?
Oh, Sports Network. Eastern Sports People Network. I don't know.
Softball was first added to the Olympics in 1996. What U.S. state hosted the U.S. Olympic or the Olympics that year?
What's wrong with the city, Steve?
All right, fine. Or the city. what city?
I'll pass. I don't know that one.
She's out of time, sadly.
Okay. That's okay.
I'm going to write down the right answer for that one.
Okay. Yep. Let's go, Jay. Sorry.
Jay's coming back now for these questions. Let's see how Jay does compared to Annette.
Okay. Right. Kevin sounds very the way he said that. I mean, that did not sound great the way you phrased that.
I think you're going to do really good.
I mean, he's the way he goes, let's see how he does. This is terrible. All right. Yeah. Well, let's find out. Annette, hold on a second. We'll see how we do. All right.
All right, Jay. Here we go. What southern capital was this year's College Softball World Series played in?
He loves capitals.
Columbia, South Carolina.
I do love capitals. Softball games are shorter than baseball games. How many innings does a standard softball game last?
7.
The earliest known softball game was played on this fall holiday, probably now most known for eating and football. What holiday was it?
Fall holiday known for football and Thanksgiving.
Former softball player Jessica Mendoza works for ESPN. What does ESPN stand for?
Entertainment Sports Programming Network.
Softball was first added to the Olympics in 1996. What U.S. state hosted the Olympics that year? Or city, fine.
96?
Yeah.
Was that the bombing? I'll say Atlanta.
Thank you.
Softball player Jenny Finch.
Oh, I'm sorry. Georgia. Sorry.
Softball player Jenny Finch played at the University of Arizona. What is that school's nickname or mascot?
Arizona. Yeah, sorry. Out of time. Also, I couldn't get past the fact that I met her once, got her autograph.
Jenny Finch?
Yeah.
Really?
Super nice.
Yeah.
She's super nice. Right. And, I mean, like, over the top nice.
Easy on the eyes, too, right?
Yeah, she was, or maybe probably still is. I don't know about that now, but yeah, she's very pretty and very tall and was like one of the nicest people ever. Like, went out of the way to sign autographs for everybody.
Definitely like the first girl that got really popular.
Yeah, and my folks would go to the games, and I went with my folks when they lived in Arizona.
Okay.
Interesting that you said very pretty, very tall, and then just nice, not very nice.
Very nice.
Okay.
Very nice, Steve. Sorry. I said she was nice first.
Yeah. Okay, shall we go over some answers?
Well, I think it's
time. No, let's not.
Uh-oh.
No, it'll be good. It's all good. It'll be fine. All right. What Southern capital was this year's College Softball World Series played in?
I mean, I watched it. I didn't know. I just guessed.
I don't even know what you said.
I said Columbia, South Carolina.
She said Sacramento, California.
Yeah, Oklahoma City.
Ah, okay.
Oh, okay.
So close.
0-0
Thanks, Kev.
Well, I couldn't be like, what's this Oklahoma state capital?
No, I mean, you could have, but it's fine.
That gives it away.
It does give it away, yeah.
Softball games are shorter than baseball games. How many innings does a standard softball game
last? How do we do there, Kevin?
Everybody got it right. It's seven.
Seven innings. One-to-one, Annette. Let's go.
Very nice. The earliest known softball game was played on this fall holiday, probably now most known for eating and football. What holiday was it?
I mean, 4th of July in football. Come on.
Oh, is that what she said?
She just panicked because she realized the question was so long, I don't think I listened to all of it. And then she panicked and said 4th of July.
4th of July football is awesome.
Jay's taking the 2-1 lead with Thanksgiving.
I was just thankful the question was over. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It was a little lengthy. I apologize.
That's fine.
There you go. I'm learning still. Former softball player Jessica Mendoza works for ESPN. What does ESPN stand for?
Oh, no. What did Annette say?
She was all over the place.
What happened? Dang it.
Son, people.
Oh, no. Just trying to think of things to start a
network.
Yeah, shoot. Network counts for something. 0.25 of a point?
Yeah, thanks.
Sure, yeah.
I'll take it.
Okay.
Entertainment Sports Programming Network, is that right? That is right, right?
Yeah, you got it right, Jay. That was very good. Yeah, okay.
Three in a row for Jay.
Well, look out.
Yeah. Softball was first added to the Olympics in 96. What U.S. state hosted the Olympics that year?
I mean, I just guessed Atlanta.
Everybody remembers the Georgia Olympics.
Well, okay.
No one says it that way. That was the only reason why I said, well, let's take the city.
Oh, that's funny.
So I would have accepted the city as well.
Hilarious, that's Kevin. Yeah. Georgia Olympics.
Yeah. Well, no, I mean, he is
man,
right.
Man, how about this year's Rome Olympics? All right.
Well, you know, in most of the Olympics, they don't have all of the games in that particular city.
Wow.
They call it
by the name of the city.
That is true, but yeah. I'm just saying.
Wow.
Yeah. So it is Atlanta, right?
Yeah, it's Atlanta.
I guess technically, wait, it would be the France Olympics this year, right? Because it's in
Paris?
Yeah, Paris. But are they having all of the events in Paris?
Calm down. What do they call it? What are they calling it?
Paris Olympics.
Calm down. It's fine.
It was called the Atlantic.
I was just saying what state you hosted.
It's fine.
All right, fine.
It's fine. 1 point.
I wasn't saying that's what it was called.
Steve, we didn't get through all your questions. We only got through five. Jay got four right. He's going to win the game today. Four to two.
Okay. Yeah, I worked so hard on these questions.
So I want to hear the last two.
So do I. Let's see how they go. Come on. Let's give it to us.
Maybe you know the Jenny Finch one.
Oh, Jenny Finch played for Arizona Wildcats.
Okay. And then the other one was This Is How We Roll by this country duo might make a good softball walk-up song. Who sings it?
Do you know that one, Annette?
I do, but it's no.
FGL. Florida Georgia Line.
Yeah.
May I ask
why that would make a good softball walk-up song?
You know, it's how they roll.
No, I still don't.
I don't know. It's kind of a good song.
Okay. Annette, can you pick a number for us and then try to be that number? We'll see if we can get you some Dodge Bros, okay?
All right, maybe
so
that was
any
one.
Song would have worked.
Six.
Annette, you've been great. Thank you so much, okay?
Oh, you're welcome.
Appreciate it. Have a great day.
Steve has had a pretty good run of questions.
Someone had to be great today. It wasn't me.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Yeah, so that is a respectable option then.
It is. Steve, I've been a longtime supporter of this set.
Okay, all right.
Wow.
Not everyone is, though.
Kevin James.
I appreciate pronunciation more today than ever.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
We'll get to the stat of the day momentarily. Well, let's just do it.
It's the Jay and Kevin Show stat of the day.
Stat of the day brought to you by Burke's Disaster Restoration. This stat off the text line from Tracy. Oklahoma is not considered a state.
Oh, wow, Steve.
What? Oh, is it considered Midwestern?
No, I think it's I just don't know if people from the South consider Oklahoma South. I mean, it is attached to Texas. So it seems pretty southern, to a lot of people. They have tornadoes. They're in Tornado Alley.
So wait, what is it? Is it just on its own? Is it not considered?
Well, I don't know
anything?
If they think South Central is South. And I'm just saying, I believe she's saying for people who are from the South, I don't think they consider Oklahoma
South.
A southern state.
Not I see.
South
I see.
Enough.
You know how that is?
Okay. All right. Well, Georgia definitely is.
Oh, yes. I mean, Georgia would be in the South.
Yeah.
And why did we bring that up?
Well, because it was the other question.
It was the Atlanta question.
Oh, yeah, but it wasn't about being...
You know, the Georgia Olympics, Kevin.
The Georgia Olympics.
Remember those, right?
No, yeah.
I wasn't saying that, though. I was...
No, stop. Never mind.
Are you guys excited for the France Olympics or not?
I actually am. I'm getting there.
I am, too. I'm getting officially excited.
Well, they've been promoting
it
for 6 months, and it was one of those deals where before I didn't care, but now... I mean, now I'm like, well, it's within a month now.
Yeah, we're just a month away.
A little over, but yeah, I feel like, yeah, I'm excited about it.
Was it July 11th?
Is no, 2024.
Oh, it's the end of July. Yeah, it's the 23rd. End of July. My bad. Yeah.
You know, of course, I follow all the important social media pages, and I follow the Olympics on Facebook.
26th, Kevin.
Thank you, Jay.
They had a countdown from 250 days to the Paris Olympics.
Yes, I remember.
And that got me excited. I've been excited for 250 days. Well, not 250 days.
It runs through August 11th. That's where I got the 11th in my head.
I do remember a couple of things that I love about the Olympics is every 4 years when I'm at the cabin and there's literally almost nothing to watch on television. Half the time we don't have, we just have whatever the over-the-air channels are.
Yeah.
And you get to watch the Olympics. That's a pretty
That's
good
awesome.
Get. Yeah.
Yeah, that is really fun.
You come in out of the mosquitoes and you're like, man, Olympics, let's go.
Do you enjoy the Summer Olympics more than the winter? Or not really?
I think I do.
Equal.
I think I do. I didn't think I used to, but I think I do.
Same, Jay. I was the same way for a long time, but I'm like, yeah, I think I like them better now.
Yeah.
Also, I don't like winter. Maybe that's it.
That's probably it.
It could be why I'm doing that. I will tell you this. If you want a stat of the day, let's talk about the Olympics. It was on this day many, 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 many years ago that a young man by the name of... I can't say his name.
Well, why? Because it's a bad word?
No, he's not from around here.
Oh, I see. Hard to pronounce.
Pavel Nurmi. He was a Finnish track athlete.
Oh,
he dominated long distance running.
He actually finished before he started.
Yes, he finished before he started, and he finished before everyone else. For 8 years, he dominated the track world, winning gold in the 1920, 24, and 1928, as well as 3 silvers. This guy has 9 gold medals total. He was pretty impressive, old Paavo Nurmi.
Yeah, love him.
He ran. At that time, a world record time of 4:10 for the mile.
Baby.
Okay? Pretty impressive. He was blowing everybody else away. There was a lot of guys running close to 5-minute miles.
Yeah.
And so he was just a freak of nature at that time. 4:10. The current world record that you will see runners doing this year in the Olympics. Do we have any idea what it is? Just a guess?
I'm going to guess 3...
That is correct. It starts at
50. Mm. No, 49.
343 is the current world record.
Oh, wow.
3:43. So in 100 years, we have sped up the fastest runner. Let's see. How many is that? 20.
Darn math. Anyway.
10. Hold on. 10.
Well, 17 to get to 4.
And then 43.
What is he adding
would
up?
Would be... 30s.
Minus carry the 1.
Batman symbol.
37?
Say it with confidence. Say it with confidence.
47? 47 seconds? Is that what we've taken off of it?
Yeah. That's a lot. That seems like a lot.
That's what I'm saying. It blows my mind.
Yeah, that's crazy.
So in another 100 years, will it be 47 seconds faster?
I don't know how much faster you can get at some point, but I guess...
Well, that's what I'm thinking, Jay, but that's what they probably said back then,
I'm sure it is, yeah, of course
that's
it
like,
is.
That's like, oh, I'm sure we're not going to... Athletes can't get much bigger.
Right.
And then all
or
of a
faster
sudden,
or stronger.
Like, yeah, they can't be...
Can't jump higher.
There's guys that are, 6, 7, 305 pounds, and he runs a 4.5 40.
Right.
Like, what?
Yeah. Yeah, that's crazy. That's a very, you know what? Great stat.
It made me think of the Olympics, and I was like, you know, will it be even 20 years from now, will we just be like, how are they running a 3-minute and 15-second mile?
In the Winter Games, it's like curling or something like that where you go, I have no desire to watch it. And then you watch it because you're like, well, it's kind of cool. Is there one like that in the Summer Games?
Oh, I'm sure there are. Jay, there has to be a ton of things. I don't know the summer ones quite as well.
Canoe slalom. That one's very cool. That's a fun one. Handball.
Ooh, that's fun to watch.
It is fun.
I do like the handball.
Cricket.
I didn't think I would, but I like it.
Cricket.
Also, badminton is one of those, Jay.
Because, again, it's one of those weird ones where you go, okay, I'm not going to really be interested. And then you see how fast it is and everything. You're like, okay,
it's okay.
Yeah, water polo is kind of like that, but
polo is great.
Well, yeah. That's what I'm saying. But I feel like that's more of a common thing that people probably watch.
It's been on quite a bit now, yeah.
Yeah. But that is still a lot of fun to watch.
Tennis?
I like tennis. I mean, I do like watching tennis. I always have.
I like the cycling, you know, where they're up on the big, you know, gigantic angled track, whatever that one's called.
That's the X Games. Is that what you're talking about?
No, they have it in the Olympics, too. They have the cycling, the track one.
The one that I always think is going to be exciting, and it never is fencing.
Marathon? Oh,
no, fencing. Every time I think fencing. Oh, that's cool. Those guys have, you know, swords, and they're going to. But it's never very exciting.
You don't think so?
No.
I think it's pretty cool.
Well, no one ever dies. It's a joke. The Big 99.